This is a progress note on Irene Garrett, G-A-R-R-E-T-T, Irene, I-R-E-N-E. Date was August 8, 2022. Place was Covenant Glen Memory Care. New paragraph. Chief complaint. I was asked to address her because of hypoxia and dyspnea. New paragraph history. Mrs. Garrett in the past has had severe cough and periods of dyspnea period. She has felt to have COPD and there's a diagnosis of congestive heart failure in the past period. She just had COVID diagnosed around the 2nd of August and had symptoms for a few days before that period. Her exercise tolerance has greatly diminished, period. She's no longer able to walk to the bathroom of the facility without having severe dyspnea, period. She is being quarantined, but even so, her activity level is less, period. Her hypoxia was manifested when I saw her because it was 89 when just sitting there, but standing up and not even taking more than one step, it resulted in 82, period. She had several low oxygen saturations, period. Her functioning is less, period. When asked if she's short of breath, she pleasantly and smilingly said yes, period. She was coughing all night, period. She's not on oxygen at present, period. She does have significant leg edema in spite of being on Thorthalidone. And Lasix, 60 milligrams daily, period. She also is on potassium, period. Her blood pressure is stable on her current blood pressure regimen, period. She denies any headache or chest pain, period. Paxlovid. I believe she has completed the Paxlovid therapy by now, period. She also has hypothyroidism, but this does not seem to be a severe problem, period. She has osteoarthritis, which could be a limiting factor as well, period. Constitution, she denies feeling feverish or chilled. Her temperature is 97.4 and there's no temperature elevations, period. She denies earache or sore throat, period. She has significant cough and shortness of breath and significant shortness of breath on exertion, period.
Girls are on a secondary education. One of the organizers of Saturday's event, he hoped to Fox News, here's her response to an act.
She has no chest pain and no bronchial nausea, no painful urination, period. She's had no seizures, period. New paragraph. Past history is positive for hypothyroidism, hypolipidemia, depression, hypertension, unsteady gait, severe hearing impairment, insomnia, osteoarthritis. The paragraph. Allergies include penicillin and ACE inhibitors. Social history is positive for being a non-smoker, period. Families are positive for cancer in her mother and father, but it's not known what type of cancer, period. The paragraph examination. She's not acutely distressed, but she gets hypoxic and short of breath with exertion, period. She was pleasant. Temperature 97.4, pulse 62, respiratory rate 21. O2 saturation 89%, blood pressure 136 over 54, pulse was 82. Head and neck was unremarkable, oral mucosa was normal, eyelids normal, conjunctiva normal, ears normal inspection, hearing is impairment. Next up, a nothyromegaly or lymph nodes or mass, lungs had diminished breath sounds, period. Percussion was normal, there was no wheezing. There were occasional cracks on the bases. Abdomen soft and not tender. CNS. Pain is mostly intact. New paragraph assessment plan. One, Mrs. Garrett has hypoxia, which is likely a combination of post-COVID syndrome and COPD, period. It's doubtful that she has an episode of pulmonary edema, period. I will order a chest x-ray and oxygen at 2 liters a minute, period. If she doesn't get better quickly or remains severely hypoxic, she should go to the hospital, period. New line, number two.
Let me finish this note. Two, she has hypothyroidism, iloconazole, levothyroxine, 100 micrograms daily, period. Three, she has hypertension, iloconazole, losartan, 100 milligrams daily, period. Results in libido, 200 milligrams twice a day. Three, she has history made, period. This seems to be better, and she's on Zoloft, 50 milligrams daily, period. Five, she has evidence of COPD on Duronab every 6 hours, period. This has been helping her, period. However, her dyspnea has worsened now, period. Is Dr. Schumacher dictating the end of dictation?